listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pampered Pooch on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Christine Latham.
And I'm your co-host, Vicki Nixon.
This week we have a very special guest, Dr. Harvey Cohen, founder of Dr. Harvey's Healthy Formulations Incorporated. Dr. Harvey has dedicated his life to the natural feeding of animals. So we're going to take a break to hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back to talk to Dr. Harvey.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Pawfume Dog Grooming and Finishing Spray is proud to be a new sponsor of Pet Life Radio. Pawfume Super Long Lasting Sprays are available in four unique fragrances. Each Pawfume spray is fortified with the finest conditioners and detanglers to make combing out your dog more fun. Pawfume retails for only $2 per 6-ounce bottle. Pawfume is available nationwide at all Dollar General and Family Dollar stores. Why pay more to have your dog smell great? Pawfume, Pawfume.
It's time for school for you and your friends, your furry best friends. Train your dog the fun and easy way with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Teacher's Pet host Pia Silvani teaches you step by step how to train your dog the fun and easy way. You get 8 30-minute live audio training sessions, complete transcripts of each session, plus a basic training manual to get you and your dog off to a great start. Training begins the moment you bring your dog home. Teacher's Pet Sessions offers positive reinforcement training to shape your dog's behavior and encourages upbeat, enthusiastic responses to ensure that your dog will enjoy learning. Teacher's Pet Sessions dog training is fun at both ends of the leash. So listen, learn, and laugh with your dog with Teacher's Pet Sessions. Get your copy of Teacher's Pet Sessions Volume 1 today. To order, go to teacherspetsessions.com.
Hi, this is Pia Silvani, your host. Bring your dog, tug toy, and treats, and get ready to have some fun.
teacherspetsessions.com.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Doc. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. I'm your host, Christine Latham. Today we have Dr. Harvey. Now, Dr. Harvey, I really appreciate you coming on the show with us today. Can you tell us a little bit about your professional background and how you started what we hear you say, fine health food for companion animals?
Well, I practiced in Manhattan. I'm a chiropractor and a nutritionist. And I practiced, which was very funny to be in Manhattan, I practiced 3 days a week humans and 3 days a week animals for 29 years. And we always, when it came to nutrition, like people on animals, went to a natural diet. No commercial foods or no foods with preservatives or dyes. And I guess that's how we all started.
Very nice. You know, for the people that haven't heard of you and what you do, we, Vicki and I, both use your Canine Miracle dog food as well as a few other products that you have. Last week, we told our listeners about what's really in commercial pet food, giving them a behind-the-scenes, you know, information on what they think they're getting versus what they're actually getting by a lot of the commercial pet foods.
Right.
So what makes the food, the Canine Miracle food, different from typical commercial dog foods?
Well, I took a harder approach when I started. I ask everybody to go and buy the protein fresh. So whether it's meat, turkey, chicken, lamb, tripe, tuna, salmon, eggs, rotate proteins every week because every protein nature and God put on earth is different. So again, not to make people crazy, just once a week rotate them. And the same thing with oils. I list about 16 different oils that nature and God put on earth. And there too, you're going to rotate oils once a week because every oil, like every protein, is different. And I think, again, it's a much harder approach. I guess you had gone over what's in commercial food. I try to explain to people that you can't keep meat in a refrigerator. All refrigerators in the whole world are rated, Underwriters Laboratory rated at around 38 degrees. And if you look at meat after 2 days, it turns brown. So I try to explain to people, and they all understand, if you can't keep meat at 38 degrees for 2 days, how could you possibly think it's in a can or a bag? Same thing with oils. Oils go rancid at room temperature.
Yeah, very nice. And you have a lot of other different ingredients, like some of the organic. What are some of the other ingredients that you include in your Canine Miracle food?
Well, we use around, when you make it up, there's an exact formula that I had to do for the government, but when you make it up, it becomes, we use 6 organic grains, which when you make it up and add the water and the protein, it's only 8% of the mix. So your grain mixture is never a lot, or we're not using grains as a protein. So you get about 8% grain and about 24% vegetable, and the rest is your when you add your meat and water.
You know, and what I like the best about what you offer is that it's freeze-dried. So you're not adding all those preservatives and additives into the food that
right,
a lot
nothing,
of our...
We never, no, under no circumstance. Our grains are certified organic, and our vegetable, and everything is human consumption. And our vegetables are dehydrated, except for the peas that are freeze-dried. So there's no need to say the least, there's no need for preservatives. It has about a year shelf life without preservatives and obviously no dyes. So.
Yeah, very
it's
nice.
It's a wonderful food. You know, Dr. Harvey, I offer your food at my store, Simon and Lulu's Playhouse, and I get a common question. People want to know why they should cook for their dog. Your premix for the canine health and feline health tends to be one of the easiest there is to make.
You know, we do animal rescue, and I have a ton of dogs myself. It takes 8 minutes, no matter if you have one dog or if you have 10 dogs. It doesn't matter. It actually takes 8 minutes. And what takes the 8 minutes is to pan fry or skillet fry or roast, whatever you're going to do with the meat or the protein of your choice. The oil is easy. The premix you add water to so it rehydrates. So the only thing that takes time, and maybe it takes 8 minutes, maybe less, is to make up the protein portion of it.
And it's so good for them.
Again, you're buying, when you buy something in a can or a bag, you don't have the clue, not even an idea of what protein or what they're using. But I ask you to go to the store and buy human consumption protein so you can see it, taste it, smell it. You know what your companion is eating. There's not a question about the integrity or the quality of the protein. And it's the same thing with the oil. You're going to use sesame oil 1 week, olive oil is all going to be either organic or just human consumption. So you really have 100% idea what your companion is eating.
Exactly. You know what's so funny, Dr. Harvey, is of course I did this 5 or 6 years ago when I first started Dr. Harvey's. You know, I made my first batch. My husband came in and said, "Oh my God, what are you cooking? What are we having for dinner?" And I said, "This isn't for you. This is for the dogs." But I have so many people that tell me, "Oh, I tried the food. I had to make sure that I could eat it." And you can, because it's all human-grade ingredients.
And then the dogs, they love it. I had one of my dogs, Princess. She never used to like to eat her food. Now she can't wait to eat it. It's definitely a testament to not only how it tastes, but within just a few days of my dog switching to Dr. Harvey's Miracle Food, I could tell a difference in their coat. They're a lot healthier. They don't have as many allergies. I know it's helped with a lot of medical conditions. And what are some of those medical conditions that you've seen, Dr. Harvey, that your food help with?
Well, I think when it comes to nutrition, when I lecture, you can't outline the word just arthritis or use the word cancer or or any. I think good nutrition, be it for humans or for companion animals, is a better way to help the body heal itself. You know, so, you know, I think, again, it's wrong for somebody, you know, say, oh, you know, this is great for cancer, or this is great for lupus, or a condition in women, forget animals, endometriosis. I think good nutrition, when it comes to no preservatives, fresh, to say the least, again, no dyes, I think good nutrition would help any condition.
Yeah, right? I know, Vicki, you've had a lot of success stories with some of your clients.
Oh, the testimonies are on there, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, I attribute it not just, well, you know what, it's then it becomes about, you know, for both of you, it becomes about business for me, and it's, it wouldn't be fair. I attribute it to good nutrition. I think it's love from the owners and God. I just don't want to ever believe that it's me, ever. Not in my wildest imagination, it's me. I think it's a combination of, like I said, love, good nutrition, God, herbs, homeopathy. I don't really believe it's the food alone. So
it's just where it starts. Good nutrition, like you said,
yes.
Dr. Harvey.
I think whether it's grandma or a baby or a companion animal, I think the easiest thing when somebody is sick is to change the nutrition. Because, of course, not, you know, it's not about money. It's not about sales and somebody selling you something.
Right.
You got to eat anyhow. So why wouldn't you want to eat great?
True.
And with our show, it's all about pampering our pooches. So we definitely have to have a well-fed and a nutritionist pampered pooch. So that's something we're very, very concerned about and want to share that with our listeners.
And I think, you know, outside of you have me on the show, and it's very kind that you people use my product, but I always believe when if I would have met you tomorrow, I think it's kind of common sense to feed, again, humans as well as companion animals, fresh and good nutritious food that you can see, touch, smell, you're buying, you know what you're buying. It's not in a can or a bag, or it's not on a shelf for 7 months. You know, I tell people, I use the word, everybody who knows me, I call it a no-brainer. I think it's
right.
A no-brainer to feed animals and people excellent. I think it's easy.
It really is. And the food, I think part of the food, the way you've made it, and so that we can make it in, like you said, 8 minutes or less, and the time you take to help us all through that, it's really important.
Yeah, again, I took a much harder approach versus adding the meat and the oil and, you know, telling all the pet shops or health food stores some song and dance. Yeah, I think that there's no way. Maybe I'll give you the other analogy. I tease people that all of us get old at room temperature, and they laugh, and it's called oxidation. And I, again, with the refrigerator, I explained to them, there's no way that you could leave meat or oil without going rancid at room temperature. Nobody in their right mind would eat meat the next day after 24 hours it was left out raw. It just breaks down. And oils, again, that's how nature and God made it. Oils go rancid at room temperature. So once again, it's sort of common sense to have fresh protein and fresh oils.
Definitely. Doc Harvey, I know you must get a lot of calls about people that maybe feed the raw diet versus a cooked diet. Do you have a preference, or what do you believe about it?
No, I think the word raw is fine if you want to feed raw. I don't think it matters much. I think that if you're only feeding protein as a raw diet, that's a huge mistake. I think that animals need 20 to 30% of your vegetables, which are vitamins and minerals. And again, 20 or 30%, and 10% grain.
Right.
Not 20% grain, not 40% grain. You know, but, you know, when the raw diet came out, grain got a very bad rap because all the big companies were using grain as the number one filler.
Right.
But basically, grain at 10%, 12%, 8% is necessary. And the analogy is every athlete in the world grain loads or pasta loads before an event.
That's right.
And the chemistry of it is that's how, again, nature and God made it. The quickest way to get glycogen in the liver to be released as glucose is grain. And it's going to be that way forever. So, again, every athlete, no matter what sport they're in, they grain load or pasta load before an event. And it's just the easiest way to get storage glycogen. So using 8, 10, 12% grain again, is sort of a no-brainer for companion animals.
Good. So it could be cooked or raw, and the great thing about your food is that it goes either way.
Well, you have to, when you say raw grain, my grains are pre-cooked and then dehydrated. You must cook grain to break them down.
Okay.
So if you looked at all my grains, okay, they're quick grains, like quick, you know, like when HO Quick Oats came out maybe 20 years ago,
mm-hmm.
they're steamed, which breaks down the cellulose. Normally, when I started my program 20 years ago, it would take people an hour. So, you know, talk about 8 minutes. It took people an hour to follow my formula when they had to do rice and barley and quinoa and kamut, because you actually had to steam it or cook it, any word you want, for 45 minutes. Then about 12 years ago, large companies decided to do what HO Quick Oats did and make quick grains that can be broken down maybe 4, 6, 8 minutes. So now the whole, like I said, the entire process takes 8 minutes.
Well, Dr. Harvey, we're going to take a break here to get a word in from our sponsors, and we'll be back in just a minute. Thank you.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Give your dog some thought with Dog Thoughts. It's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. Now, I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's fine.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Got questions about your hound's health? Need the facts on Fido's fitness or food? You want to unleash your pup's potential? Well, you've come to the right place with Win with Dogs. Here, we learn how easy it is to naturally improve the lives of our furry friends. So sit, stay, and get ready to Win with Dogs. With me, Raquel Wynn. Exercise, nutrition, interaction, and love make for one healthy, happy hound. Give yourself the gift of knowledge, on demand, every week, right here at Pet Life Radio with me, Raquel Wynn, and Win with Dogs.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pampered Pooch. We are here with Dr. Harvey. We're talking about his Canine Miracle dog food. He's got other products out there as well. I know he's got some for cats and birds as well. Is that correct, Dr. Harvey?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, very nice. You know, and one of the things that I really like about what you do is that you're one of the few people that would allow people to call your toll-free number and actually ask you questions without charging. Like, what do you do? I mean, why do you still do that in today's business world? Everybody's so concerned about making money, but you're really in it for the animals, it seems like.
That's a, you know what, I'm talking on a show, it's more of a moral issue. You know, I think I do it morally, what's right. You know, if you have one more second, I'll tell you a very quick and short story. We had a whole discussion on health insurance to the world, not just health insurance in the United States. And health insurance should be a moral issue. Every child and every human being should have health care and health, we'll call it health insurance, but health care. You know, and after that, whatever happens is fine. So it's the same thing when people call me with an animal, no matter what's wrong with them. You know, to charge them and to, you know, sort of go over a protocol of herbs or vitamins or homeopathy, you know, it would be, you know, like having an agenda about money and sales, you know. So from the day I started, I always decided to, I hate the word for nothing, I always decided to do it out of maybe the kindness of my heart.
Yeah, absolutely. And our animals are definitely better off for you doing that, which we appreciate.
Definitely. I know there have been times that I've had called Dr. Harvey on other people's dogs, and just to have that knowledge and your availability, I know a lot of your, I'm sure the pets that you love are extended out across the United States and maybe even across the world because of how many of those that you do help with
right.
the basic nutrition.
But you must remember what I also do. Whenever I go over nutrition or herbs or homeopathy, I make everybody, and I would assume both the usual, I make sure everybody goes to Google. My joke is go to Google.
Yeah, you love
read.
Google.
I tell them, no matter what if I mention CoQ10 or Picnaginal or milk thistle, no matter what, I insist that they do not ever listen to me. They must go to Google and read for themselves to make A, their own decision, and B, to help other people. You know, that's very important. When you read about chromium for diabetes or alpha-lipoic acid or milk thistle to cleanse the liver, I think outside of listening to somebody, whether they're being charged or it's free, but when you insist on going, tell them you got to go to Google and read, I think people, A, appreciate it, and they have the knowledge maybe to help other people.
Yeah, I know Vicky's definitely passed on some of the information to people we know. And we have Bichon, so we know a lot of, you know, Bichon owners, their dogs suffer from allergies. And this product not having any corn or wheat or soy in it is definitely something that's helped with the allergies. You know, and we've seen, Dr. Harvey, that you've got a lot of other products that you offer. You've got some treats, of course.
I'll tell you one treat. That when I lecture in Europe for all the years, the whole world feeds tripe but America. And the reason America really doesn't feed tripe, Italians eat it, but it's cooked, it's white tripe, but raw tripe, is that it has somewhat of an odor. But, again, the whole world feeds companion animals tripe. It's incredibly healthy. Anyhow, I have my little tripe, little like puckets, which is a treat, which are, you know, freeze-dried. And I tease everybody that a dog would play the piano for tripe. That's just a great treat, you know, and it's just such an honest protein. Tripe is just a great, great, great protein.
And I think you call those your power patties, is that right?
Yeah, I call them power, yeah.
Yeah.
I call them power patties, yeah.
They've got a lot of good treats out there that are good for the dogs to have, because just like commercial pet food, commercial treats are in the same category of as to what can happen with
right and when you freeze dry them, they have about a year or 2 year shelf life,
right?
Because you're taking the water out, so you don't need, obviously you don't need, again, you don't need coloring agents, which is a joke, but you know, you do not need a preservative when you freeze dry. It's like you know, the principle of camping food, you know, it has a year, 2 years, sometimes longer shelf life, because there's no water and it doesn't go bad.
We could send our dogs into outer space, Doc Harvey, because that's what the astronauts,
exactly,
don't they use
yeah.
that freeze-dried?
Yeah, it's all freeze-dried. Well, yeah. It lasts forever, as a joke. Freeze-dried food has maybe 2% water, so the chance of it going bad is next to zero, almost.
Yeah, and would you like to tell us a little bit about your the supplements and herbs that you offer, as well as your grooming essentials line?
Well, the grooming line is just, we have shampoo. Well, you know, going over each one, we have an organic shampoo, and then we have an organic shampoo that has flea and tick properties. So we have two shampoos. We have, I think my favorite, my two favorites, I have a first aid, a healing cream, a first aid cream that I think is, again, it's for everybody. For babies, for grandma, for dogs, you know, it's not a, there's no such thing as a first aid cream for a dog. So I love my healing cream, and I love my ear wash for any ear infections, fungus, mites. I just think that my ear wash and my healing cream are one of my best formulas ever. Really interesting, real interesting. You know, and then we have a spray, a protection spray, again, flea and ticks. And the supplements are pretty specific. You know, they have a base of whole foods, bee pollen and kelp and lecithin and nutritional yeast, the bee complex nutritional yeast. And then we add the specific herbs, be it for arthritis or be it for immunity or geriatrics. So, yeah, they're all pretty specific. They have the same base. Again, it's called the whole food base. Bee pollen, spirulina, lecithin, kelp. And then we add the specific herbs for the specific reason, whatever it is, immunity, or we have Run Free, which is really for arthritis. So they're pretty interesting.
Yeah, very nice. I know I use the CoQ10 when I've tried a few other. Yeah.
You ready? My favorite product in the whole world, and which has nothing to do with just companion animals, but for animals over 7 and people over 40, there too, I tell the whole world to go to Google and take 30 years of research on CoQ10. And again, it's for animals over 7 and people over 40. And, you know, I just think after they're done reading, it's just incredible, CoQ10. You know, when you look at stories, you know, all medical, you know, everybody loves medical stories. All the medical research done on CoQ10, it's just incredible. That happens to be my favorite product, again, specifically, obviously, for animals over 7.
Right, and that's to boost the cardio system?
Specifically, you know, they had CoQ10 now, or your big Claro, all the companies now jumped on CoQ10. It's in creams, it's in hair wine, it's a joke. CoQ10 is for the mitochondria, or the enzymes of the heart. It really serves one purpose. You know, all the big companies now, it was like a catchphrase, CoQ10. But the truth is, all the research is on the heart. Incredible 30 years of research.
Well, these are very great products. We really appreciate not only the efforts that you have given in making sure that these products are natural, they're organic in most cases, if not all, and they're very healthy for our animals, and that's the most important thing, is making sure that we're providing them with, you know, good health and nutrition, like you said. So we definitely appreciate that you're doing this, and we appreciate you coming onto our show to talk to our listeners a little bit about it.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you, Dr. Harvey.
Well, I appreciate it very much. So thank you, and thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely.
How can our listeners learn more about you and the products you offer?
They can just go to the website, drharveys.com. That's all.
Great. Drharveys.com. And we'll also have it on the Pampered Pooch, so they can just link there. Thank you again, Dr. Harvey.
Oh, no, again, thank you both. I appreciate what you do, so thank you.
Well, that's all the time we have today on the Pampered Pooch. We want to thank you for listening, and please join us next time.
Let's Talk Pets. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.